Are we ready, Carla?
Yes.
Very good. Good morning, everybody. This is the Wednesday, October 18th, 2017 morning session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Udaly?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will help everyone to feel comfortable, welcome, respected, and safe at the meeting, and also to ensure that decorum is maintained. There's two opportunities for public participation. First, we have an opportunity for people to sign up for communications to briefly speak about any subject they wish to address. These items must be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second of all, people may sign up for testimony on the first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at the time. And Carla, I just want to make sure, is our feed working?
Yes,
it is. Okay.
Yeah. Your monitors aren't showing the TV view.
That's fine. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
And the captioning is working. Okay.
You know, I don't see it right now.
Okay. Before.
There it is.
It's going. Good. Okay. Please state your name for the record. We don't need your full address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that. And if you're here representing an organization, please identify the organization. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light is going to light up, and when your time is done, the red light will come on. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting others' testimony or interrupting during council deliberations, is not allowed. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there is a disruption, I'll issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who's disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespass. If you'd like to show your support, do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you don't support something, thumbs down. Thank you, and let's get started with council.